Yay, you're back. Hey girl, hey, what's up? You are listening to the Unmastering Motherhood podcast. I am your host, Kelly Kaufman, and I'm super glad that you are tuning in. First off, let me tell you guys that you rocked it this year listening to the first podcast episode of the year with Stephanie Jenkins. Thank you so much for sharing with your family, your friends, your girlfriends, whoever. I so appreciate it as always. Today's episode is just going to be me and you. So sit back, relax. If you're driving in the car, turn it up, you know, but make sure your eyes are on the road. If you're at home cleaning up, do you, girl? If you are just relaxing on the couch, do you, girl? Today's episode is going to be pretty quick. I'm just going to give you some life updates because I realized I haven't really been doing that on the podcast as much as I have shared on my Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, go ahead and do so after listening to the podcast. It's at Mom of Three, Kelly C. Go ahead and follow the podcast page, Unmastering Motherhood, on Instagram and on Facebook. And if you ever want to be a part of the show, have any topic ideas, want to ask me a question or anything like that, you can always email me at unmasteringmotherhood@gmail.com. Okay, let's dive right in. So I'm not sure if many of you know that my husband transitioned out of the military via a medical retirement, and we have moved to Fishers, Indiana. We once lived here before, so we are pretty familiar with the area. We didn't necessarily live in Fishers before, but we lived directly in Indianapolis the last time. Travis has an aunt and uncle that lives in the area, and they have children our age, so we chose Fishers because of that, just to be close to someone that we know. And we really like the area. It's a cool family place. It's, you know, not much to do, but it's very family oriented, I would say. We moved right in and got started. And then guess what? COVID hit. So we've been at home. Travis has been working from home. He works for an HR recruitment company. The kids have been homeschooling. Cree has been the only one that has kind of been like in and out of school. For a while, everyone was strictly virtual, and then they offered to allow Cree to come into the school because he had an IEP along with some other children that were in the preschool setting. So he did that for a while. Then I wasn't comfortable and we moved back out. We just recently started it back up this week. And we found out yesterday that pre-K through, I want to say six, is going back 100% virtual. And let me just put a little disclaimer out there. It is your choice what to do with your kid. I truly believe that everyone has to do what is best for their family. Ryan has made the decision that she wants to stay home and be virtual. So I am super excited about that because that is my preference for her. Cree, you know, I kind of just go back and forth. I feel a little more comfortable in Cree's class because it is a small setting and he doesn't have to interact with many other children. There's no coming in and out of the classroom for specials and stuff like that. So his classroom was already small. And Cree only goes half day. He doesn't eat at school or take a nap or any of those things. And Cree does so great with his mask on. Many of you have wrote me on Instagram or Facebook and have just asked, like, how is he keeping his mask on? And honestly, the only thing I can really think of is that in the beginning of the quarantine, we got masked with characters on them and we really like hyped it up, like, oh my gosh, it's your favorite color, or look who it has on it. We did that for both Cree and Knox, and you know, we modeled the mask ourselves. Ryan had her stylish little mask, so did I. I ended up getting Travis like his favorite sports team. So, you know, if we all have to wear masks, you know, we're gonna glam it out, okay? Or we're gonna just be rocking what we really like. So I think that really helped.
And fit was important for Cree. We realized when it was too big, we needed to really find something that fit his face and was comfortable and wasn't kind of sliding all over the place. So, you know, Cree is also like his mama and he is a rule follower. So he's not really going to put up too much of a fight, even though if you follow us on Instagram, you'll see that Cree's favorite word is no. And I'm not telling you that he doesn't say no sometimes. He does, but he follows the rules. He knows that we have to do it and it is what it is. So he just puts it on. Sometimes he gives us a little fight, but nothing much. So we are still in the deciding phase if I'm going to let Cree go back to school. Travis is kind of like, no, you know, this, let's just remain virtual and you can work with him and I can work with him and, you know, we'll start fresh for kindergarten, hopefully. So that's just where we are with homeschooling, if you even want to call it that. It's not ideal, but hey, this situation that we're in is not ideal. So we're kind of just a roll with the punches kind of family. I've often shared on social media that, you know, I acknowledge that the quarantine does have its definite cons, and you know, I'm aware that people are sick and people have died, and thank God none of those things have happened to our immediate family. Recently, close family members have been diagnosed with COVID, but thank God again they are healthy and they're not on ventilators or having hospital stays or anything like that. But I said all that to say, you know, during this time, we have to make decisions that reflect our values and reflect our household choices and just what we want. So that's what we're doing. We're kind of just still trying to figure that out. I am kind of back and forth, like I said, when it comes to Cree. I know that he really, really needs that instruction from his teacher. Although he does well with me at home, I really appreciate him being around other children his age, and he's able to interact with them, you know, more frequently. And it's just good to have that developmental support with his peers. So I'm pretty sure I am gonna send him back, and Travis isn't opposed to it, but he's just like, you know, if we don't have to, this is just one less kid in school, one less thing the teacher has to worry about. But I just feel like Cree needs the push. He's about to go to kindergarten next year. So, you know, that's a whole nother story. But then I am at home, you know, I volunteer for DSDN and Gigi's and then another local DS organization. And you know, I'm getting overwhelmed. I'm trying to find some balance, and I find my balance because let me tell you guys, I have not been cooking like I should be, and my family is A-okay with that. Okay. I have been in like this cleaning and organizing, mode, but if you follow me on social media, you'll see that we are building a house. And I think that's something that's really like motivating me at this moment to pack up things and clean and organize and just get rid of things. So Ryan and I had previously gone through her room and got rid of clothes that she can no longer fit or that she doesn't like anymore. I was able to pull some shoes out of her closet that can now go in my closet, you know. Teenagers, her style changes all the time, but I wouldn't say Ryan is minimalist at all, but she has her closet down to things that she really wears, things that she likes, and I just think that's how a closet should be. My boys are definitely like that, and my closet is like that. Who does that leave? My husband. I'm working on him to get his closet together. Y'all, we moved to Indiana a little over a year ago, and when I tell you there are things in boxes and suitcases that Travis has not even opened, like when you have boxes or drawers full of papers that you haven't even looked at in over a year, because it was already in a box at our old house. And when we moved here, it stayed in the box. To me, that means you don't really need those things. So I'm trying to get him on board with parting ways with some of his things. He has held on to shoes that he had probably in high school, cannot fit, wouldn't even wear. I guess sentimental value, okay? So I'm going to try to find a little system for the hubby to help him get everything straightened out. But I am super into organizing. I am excited to organize my pantry. I want an organized refrigerator. And I really think it's going to be a smooth transition into the new house, because even at this house, like, I've been able to keep my pantry pretty organized and my refrigerator. And I don't like to say that I'm a minimalist, but I find that this comes up when I'm talking about cleaning, because I'm really like purging things that I don't need. Like, I used to go to the grocery store at one point and just buy whatever, just throw it in the cart. Then I started making lists, which really, really has helped. And now I don't have to make a list all the time, but I'm not as apt to just grab things off of the shelves, like, that are just going to sit in the refrigerator and expire, or it's going to be a one-time kind of use thing. So I really am intentional about the things that we buy. I know what my kids like, and we stick with those things. You know, we'll try a new thing every now and then, but I am not really into exploring right now, especially since we're moving. I have been loving a clean, decluttered lifestyle, and I'm hoping to take that into the new house. So we're still going to be living in Fishers. We're just moving to a house that we are now building. The house we live in now, we're just renting. So we're super excited. This is our first house, so we're first-time homeowners, and we're super, super excited about it. Kree and Knox are still going to share a room. They go back and forth. Well, really, Knox goes back and forth. He's like, I want to share a room, and then I don't want to share a room because Kree wakes me up in the morning, or he wakes me up at night, and he really doesn't. But if it's anything, it's the other way around. Knox usually wakes up first, and then there's Kree, but, you know, whatever. They are really getting their little personalities, so I don't think they'll be able to share a room for long, but I'm hoping that I can get them to share rooms for at least 2 or 3 years. So they're going to have their room and a playroom upstairs to kind of, you know, do some arts and crafts, watch TV, just chill and relax, because in their bedrooms, it's just their bed and their clothes. I've always been a mom that did not allow toys in the bedroom. It just works for us. And I attribute that to why my kids sleep so well. The bedroom is for sleeping and resting, and I want it to kind of remain that way. So, like I said, we're super excited. Ryan is just so excited that she doesn't have to share a bathroom. And I totally get it, because I had 2 brothers growing up, and I cannot stand pee on the toilet. I cannot stand the lid being left up, and just boys are just smelly. And, you know, she's a girl. She's a teenager. She needs her own little space to pamper and get ready for school and, you know, be all in the mirror. And Ryan's really into, like, doing her hair now. So I'm super excited about that, because I don't have to spend 2 to 3 hours every other week doing her hair. She's maintaining that, so that's really good. I am most excited about decorating. Travis and I have been buying little things along the way, so as we move in, I'll probably be sharing those kind of things on my social media. People have been asking me, like, what's my style. So originally, I probably would have told you it's like modern farmhouse, and maybe in some way it is. But I would say it's a little modern, traditional, boho farmhouse, kind of all in one, but very simplistic. Usually when you think of farmhouse, you think just like stuff everywhere. So don't think that way. Just think more of the colors that are traditionally used in farmhouse. We're also going with a lot of texture, which I would say that's the bohemian vibe. We're using a lot of blacks, browns, creams. We're introducing some green in there. So I'm excited. That's like my thing. I love decorating and hosting, and I just love people. And that brings me to tell you something that I really realized over this quarantine is that, before we get into that, let me say, transitioning out of the Army, I was getting sad because I loved the Army. I loved just all the opportunities and possibilities there were to come. We did not go into the military thinking that we wouldn't be in that long. I was like gung-ho. As soon as Travis was signed up, I'm like, hashtag Army wife, okay? I was just head over heels. I always said I wanted to marry someone in the military, and Travis really surprised me with this one because he would always be like, no, I'm never going to do it. And then one day it happened. So right from the jump, I jumped right in and I was involved, you know, very heavily in his career. It was just awesome. I used to get a lot of people saying like, wow, even my first year as a Army spouse, like they were like, oh, so you haven't been in long? No, I'm new. Oh, you seem as though you've been in a long, because I really immersed myself in the Army culture, the lingo. I wanted to know everything. And I really wanted to meet people. I knew that was the one thing that I wanted to take advantage of, because I had an aunt who had always said like she had made so many awesome friends and was still friends to them this day. So I know that that's something that's really important to me, is building community. And I really did that from the jump. I had great neighbors. Ryan had awesome friends that, you know, she could hang out with, and their parents were super cool. Cree, you know, was young. I had just kind of had Cree when we joined and moved to Fort Lee, Virginia, but that was so cool because there were so many like mom and me classes available. So I met a lot of spouses who had children in both of my kids' age groups. So that was really awesome. Of course, I joined the FRG and PWOC, which is a Christian women's group. And that is where I feel like I made the majority of all of my friends. I've always been the type of woman to like be friends with everyone, like black, white, people that like things that I like, people that don't like things that I like. I just feel like I can kind of get along with anyone. I'm just not really, I don't want to say picky, but I'm not really like picky in that way, like that I expect so much out of a friend. I just want like genuine connections. And, you know, I realize that everyone is not really a friend, but, you know, some people are in your life for a season. So, you know, I don't want to say take advantage, but I just kind of like seize the moment, you know, like, you're not a friend, but both of our husbands work together, but we have children the same age. Let's just hang out and see where it goes. And out of those relationships have come some friendships. So that has been a positive thing in the military. Long story short, I made so many friends, and I feel like, I don't want to say like the in crowd, but I felt like I was busy. I knew a lot of people, and I just loved being active and serving other people. So that's something that I realized during this quarantine. It's not that I just want to be out having fun, but I want to like really serve people and meet people in those ways. And because of COVID and the precautions that I choose to make for my family, I haven't, you know, been fulfilled in that way. Like I shared earlier, I really like hosting and I love having people at my house, and I can't do that, you know, with COVID. Before COVID started, I had signed up to have my home be a spot for Bible study, and we were doing that for a couple weeks and I loved it. And then COVID happened. So I was back to, you know, my immediate family. And I will say, coming out of the military, I was super sad. because I was missing my friends, or I knew that I was going to miss my friends. And it wasn't like we were moving to an area where more military spouses would be. It was that we were actually out of the military, disconnected. Although Travis is a retired veteran, you know, it's not an active military base here. And it's just not the same. We lived on post, and it, you know, if you live on post or whatever, it just is like a community, your own kind of like culture. And I really just loved that. Like, the people that I went to church with lived down the street from me. They went to PWOC with me. My kids went to school with them. It was just so cool. We went to the grocery store on post. It was just cool. And it was already in a small town, so, you know, a lot of people were in the same kind of circles, I guess you can say. But leaving Fort Lee, I knew that I was going to really be missing my people, you know, missing serving. Travis used to say, like, you're gone all the time, or my wife does more things for the Army than I'm doing. You know, he would joke and say that. And I really was, but I loved it, and it was a passion of mine. So I knew that I was going to be leaving those things behind. I was confident that I would find friends here. And like I said, I was on the way to doing that, but then COVID happened. But during that time, right before COVID really, really hit, I already knew that I needed to spend more meaningful time with my family. It wasn't that I didn't spend time with them, but it needed to be more meaningful. The boys were not so babyish anymore. And, you know, they were just grasping on and learning so many new things. I just knew that we needed to make memories as a family and connect. So Travis, myself, Ryan, we've all agreed that the quarantine has brought us so close together. Thank God. We haven't wanted to pull our hair out. We haven't wanted to separate from each other. We kind of just chose joy. And that's what I wanted to leave you with today, is to choose joy. You actually have a choice. No matter what's going on around you, no matter the negativity you hear about, no matter what's on the news, no matter who's your president, no matter if your kids are being homeschooled or virtual learning, you can choose joy. Yes, we know the reality of things, but joy can be a reality too. It has been for my family. You got to get creative sometimes, you know, and I would say the most fun thing that we have done during the quarantine is have sleepovers. That's what the kids call it. We have a huge loft upstairs, so big. It basically could be like two or three bedrooms. And it's just all open. It's kind of like having a big basement upstairs. It's the length of our whole house, so the kids can run back and forth. But we were just hanging out, camping out in the living room. We would probably order dinner, whatever anybody wanted. We'd have popcorn. We'd watch a movie and just kind of hang out. It was just being together is what the kids really liked. Although they didn't really watch a movie. They were talking the whole time. Those kind of things. It was fine. We didn't take it too seriously. And we were doing that usually like on Fridays and Saturdays. So it was just great family time. We would be sleeping out Friday, Saturday, and even waking up on Sunday, just sitting on the couch, doing church, from home. So those have been the special times for us. The kids really look forward to it. Bringing that teenager out of the room has been good. Just finding ways to choose joy. You have to do it every day. It is a verb. It's active. You have to do it. So I encourage you to do that. And just keep your head up, pray, do whatever you need to do to choose joy. Sometimes you could be like stuck in a bad moment. In that very next breath, you can choose joy. Some things that I've been doing to ensure I keep my spirits up, are podcasts. I love listening to podcasts. I love comedy for some reason now, whether I'm finding a video on YouTube. I think I read something, some kind of article that, had some kind of psychological fact about laughing, and even just like bursting out in laughter, they said could help you out in so many ways. But I was like, you know what? That is probably true, but I'm not gonna just bust out and start laughing for no reason. So let me find some comedy. That has led me to find so many hilarious things, whether it's on social media. Actually, I want to say that's how I really got more into TikTok, because TikTok is super funny. It's super informative. And I've really enjoyed TikTok. That's my little guilty pleasure at night when I'm in the bed. I'm just scrolling. I have learned so much, you guys, on TikTok. Travis said that I should have been the history major, because he's the history major. He's like, you know about Melanesia, you know about Alaskan natives. I've learned about so many things about different cultures just from TikTok. It's been cool. But yeah, guys, try to find some way to choose joy. Try to find a way to laugh. Let's not let ourselves get too serious and, you know, just get caught up in politics or get caught up in debates with people. Like, let's just be kind and serve others. And I realize that I can serve others and I'm not missing out on my friends, because the first place that I need to serve is right here in my home. I need to serve my husband. I need to serve my children individually. And all of that is a job within itself. And it's a job that I truly love and appreciate. And I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to do. So I want you to choose joy on today and every day. And I will see you back here next week. Do not forget to share this podcast. Like, subscribe, leave a review. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to choose joy. Don't forget to find ways that you can serve others. Remember, it is better to give than to receive. I'll see you next week.